An offshoot of the law of familiarity is the law of use. Whatever you fail to use, you will lose. And the bottom line is, if you don't use your enthusiasm and your passion on a regular basis in your relationship, you will lose it from the relationship itself. And a solution will not be to go get a new one, because you'll run the same cycle. You'll have that initial enthusiasm, and then you'll run right back into the same walls. The solution is for you to develop a lifelong strategy on how to enhance the quality of your relationships, and it starts with these two places. So what do? On a regular basis, every day, constantly ask effective questions like, how did I get so lucky to get you? Now think about that. How did I get so lucky to get you in my life? The presupposition in there is, I am incredibly fortunate to have you, and I'm feeling those feelings while I see your face, feeling those feelings while I see your face, feeling those feelings while I see your face. That makes them feel absolutely totally loved, and that makes them love you even more, in which case they reciprocate back. And now you're on this incredible cycle of pure, deep, passionate, exciting love. And what it does is it builds. You stack it day after day after day. So you're feeling good seeing each other, feeling great seeing each other, feeling great seeing each other. Pretty soon when you see each other, you feel great. That's how you make a relationship work. You work at creating moments. What I mean by that is, I believe that by the end of our life, we're not going to remember everything that happens in our lives, but we'll certainly remember certain moments, certain key times where there was incredible deep emotion. So consistently take time aside during a week and during a month to do something special together. Special moments. Things that are fun. Things as simple as, for no reason, just jumping up spontaneously and scrambling to the beach in the middle of the night to take a moonlight walk. Those kinds of things you do when you're in love, remember those? Why don't you just keep doing them so you stay in love? I mean, what a concept. You know, being spontaneous, looking for ways to create moments, is the way to make sure that you'll have this relationship lasting forever. And lastly, to make your relationship work, give what you most want to receive in that relationship. If you want respect, then give respect. If you want love, then give tons of love. If you want passion, then give tons of passion. Don't say, well, they'd be passionate with me, then I get excited about my relationship. Be passionate first. If you're willing to come from the place that your job is to give that which you want, you're going to find that you'll receive back in your relationship all the things that you want. But stay out of the trap that says, well, you do it first, and then I'm willing to commit as well. And I guess that's the final thing I can say to you. If there's anything that kills relationships, it's this fear that it's going to end sometime, and people looking at the end of the relationship instead of enjoying where they are in it right now. You know, that focus on, well, what if it doesn't work, is usually the one focus that creates fear in people and causes them to sabotage the relationship in the first place. So let's just act as if this relationship is going to last forever. Let's just decide that we're going to act as if that's true, and we're going to totally enjoy today. And let's make sure that we both agree that no matter how intense we ever get in an argument, that no matter what happens, we will never threaten the end of the relationship about that argument. Because, see, if you're willing to threaten the end of the relationship, what you're doing is creating the possibility that it's over. It's like putting your hand on the button of a nuclear arsenal. You may just be using it as a threat, but someday you may push the button by accident and it's all over. Hey, listen, the quality of a relationship comes down to the quality of your commitment to making it work. Nothing in life that has any value can be created without absolute commitment. There's no way around it. And a lot of people think, well, gosh, if I commit to this relationship, it means I'm losing all my freedom. Listen, if you're truly free, then you're free to commit to a relationship that can last. John Zahodi, in his book, The Secret of Staying Together, wrote, "Mutual commitment is the identity of every lasting relationship." No truer words were ever spoken. If you want to make your relationships last, number one, realize how important they are to your lifelong happiness. They are the essence of life. No man or woman is an island. The more you can share and the more deeply you can share with another human being you care about, the greater the quality of life that you live.